we now have the first of two nostalgia pieces from Derek James. The first is about Jack Sherry, Sterry, and Norfolk's amazing round churches. Here is Maggie Secker with Derek's first contribution.
It was some years ago when an insurance broker from the Midlands was visiting his beloved Norfolk and spotted a church set picturesquely on a hill overlooking the fields, marshes, sea, and its coastal village. Jack Sterry was driving from Wells next the sea toward Hunstanton when he admired beautiful St Margaret's Church at Burnham Norton and noticed the round tower. As we drove on, I passed another round tower church at Burnham Deeptail and laid back on the right-hand side, a little way further along, another church at Titchwell, said the former City of Norwich school pupil. These rural round tower churches, which I'd never noticed before, attracted me strongly. Their age, their beauty, and their very individual character impressed me, said Jack. He was smitten. It was a journey which changed his life. Jack investigated more about these round tower churches. He bought some books on the subject and then decided to write his own. Others followed, highlighting the history of these beautiful centres of worship. He suggested a series of tours across our county and into Suffolk and gave the money from sales to several thousands of pounds to the Norfolk Churches Trust and the Round Tower Churches Society. The first book, Round Tower Churches, Hidden Treasures of North Norfolk, published in 2003, was followed by A Round Tower Churches in Mid-Norfolk, North Norfolk and Suffolk, with a foreword by the Right Reverend Graham James, former Bishop of Norwich. Round Tower Churches on the Norfolk and Suffolk border followed, and then Round Tower Churches to the east, west and south of Norwich, with a foreword by Sir Timothy Coleman, then President of the Norfolk Churches Trust. Latest figures record there are about 180 Round Tower Churches in the country, with 124 of them in Norfolk and 38 in Suffolk. Within them, we feel a deep connection with our ancestors whose faith and imagination built them in such a way that they've endured to the present day. In our own generation, we treasure them by inhabiting them and worshipping in them, wrote Bishop Graham. Jack arrived in Norwich during 1938 when his father Sidney moved with his company Bevan and Sons, heating engineers. He went to Coleman's School, Coleman Road School, and then CNS before heading off to work for the Norwich Union. He retired as an area chairman and regional managing director for a large firm of international insurance brokers and started a new life as an author. Jack died 12 years ago, but his memory lives on in the books he wrote about our round tower churches and one he wrote about himself, Almost a Norfolk Lad. He had a fine way with words. Look out for his books and look for a guide written by Stephen Hart and published by the Round Tower Churches Society, which was formed in 1973 to preserve these churches and explore their rich and extraordinary history. We can all be proud of them.
Thank you, Maggie.